kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, about the Farm Bill and how agriculture is going to look under President Trump. Plus, Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains how big projects are still coming to the Bakken despite low oil prices. Plus, Kids in Capitalism sits down with Secretary of State Al Jagger about how kids can start up companies. U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp talks about her meeting with Rex Tillerson, the new U.S. Secretary of State, and much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services and Christy Baumgartner from Wyoming Casing.
Hello, this is Christy Baumgartner, and I'm with Wyoming Casing. And Tiffany Steiner with MBI Energy Services.
Great, and today we've got the two of you on because it sounds like the two companies are going to be at least spearheading or co-chairing or assisting in some way with another oil event happening, another energy event happening very soon in the Bakken. Talk to me about this event coming up. I think it's gumbo related.
Yes, both of us are part of the API Gumbo Committee, and we helped put on, this year it'll be the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. It's going to take place on Saturday, February 18th. The event will be at the Motel 6. It's a great time. Admission will be $10. It's open to the public. We have about 18 teams that come together to cook some of the best gumbo you can find in North Dakota.
Say, where is the Motel 6 at in Dickinson? Just, you know, kind of a ballpark area where you know, I'm familiar, most people are familiar with coming off the interstate, and then there's that main Highway 22 exit. So is it pretty easy to find, say, if you're traveling from Bismarck or from, you know, Sydney, Montana, or something like that to come to this, the Motel 6?
Yeah, it's actually right across from McDonald's, which is probably the easiest. So if you're heading west, you come off the interstate, you're going to head south, and you'll see McDonald's, and we're right across the street. If you're from these parts, or if you've been in this area for many years, it used to be called Motel, or Quality Inn and Suites. Yep.
I'm sorry, what was that second one?
It used to be called Red Coach Inn as well. We were around here for many years. Most people refer to it as that as well.
Okay, good. We've got a couple generations of buzzwords then, so people know where the Motel 6 is. And that's where it's happening, Saturday, February 18th. And what times is it starting? And I'm sure there are different times in terms of when people can come and start cooking their preparation. I mean, gumbo can be an all-day cooking type of an event.
It is all day. That's kind of the fun part, is the teams actually have to cook the gumbo on site. So the teams actually start cooking the gumbo at 11 a.m. And then there's an appetizer contest as well for the teams that are cooking. And then it's open to the public at 6:30. So the teams have to cook the roux, cook everything on site. And then at 6:30, it's open to the public. So they come on in, and then they taste everybody's wares. And then there's a voting. So there's a judge's choice and then a public choice.
You mentioned appetizers. Is that going to be part of the competition too, or is that just primarily for,
you know, people to enjoy in addition to the gumbo, kind of a more of a sampling, more, you know, more of a reason to bring people in case gumbo might not be at the top of somebody's palate list, but they want to support this. Is the appetizers involved with the contest, or is it more just to satisfy the people's palates?
It's kind of an internal competition, so all of the teams throughout the day, they have to cook gumbo, and then just to kind of liven up the competition, the teams throw together two or three appetizers just to kind of egg on the competition as well. So then it's kind of a side competition, if you will, just another fire burning so that we can kind of egg it on as well. It's kind of it's a good way to get to know other companies that are in it. It's kind of a friendly competition between everyone.
Well, good. That way both sides, the people and the cooks, will have at least something to get out of it. Good appetizers and also competition for appetizers. That's a good thing. How has the event been in the past? I know that it's the 20th annual, so you've got a little bit to go off of here. What kind of attendance do you expect? And then, you know, live entertainment, is that something that's going to be offered again this year? You might have mentioned it earlier, but I'm trying to, you know, race down my notes quick, so I think I may have missed it. But are you guys going to be having live entertainment and just kind of the ambiance of it?
Absolutely. We have the Thunder Road Band that's going to be playing. The entertainment will start at 8:30. Again, it's going to be open to the public, but after 8:30 when the band starts, only 21 and over will be allowed to stay because there is bar sales that will be in the event. So we do have quite a big attendance that do show up. Last year, I think we had around 1,000 people that came through. So we do have quite a big attendance for the event. We also do host a 50-50 throughout the day. $10 a ticket, and I know last year the winner won over, was it around $1,000?
I think it was
$1,250. So $10 to get in and possibly go home with $1,250.
So you get some appetizers, you get some gumbo, there's some sort of 50-50 raffle, and how about and live music, that sort of thing? How about any door prizes? I know that a lot of times these Bakken events do door prizes and do other prizes, but I'm not sure if this is that type of an event or not, given you've got a 50-50 raffle and that sort of thing. Is there any other types of, I guess, souvenirs or giveaways or door prizes? Anything in addition happening like that?
Yep, we have both. We have a raffle as well. When you come in, you pay your $10 entry fee. You're also given a ticket for a raffle later in the night. So there's also raffle prizes that are given out throughout the day, or in the evening we draw the raffle prizes. So there is a raffle that get included with your entry fee. And then also each company sometimes gives out some swag as well. So you get beads at different tables, and then they also give out some fun items for their company too. It's not required, but a lot of companies do like to give out some items, some koozies or just some other items that they give out too that you see at a lot of other events.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner and Christy Baumgartner, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
But awake in the morning there, joke is all I say. She's smiling back at me.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
And there was a drinking, she started. Smiling back at me, back at me.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has defined himself as one of the top realtors in the nation, and those skills used in real estate can and will translate into your business world. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty have created business tactics and strategies that are getting attention from around the nation. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
But awake in the morning there, Georgia, all I say. She's smiling back at me.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Wake in the morning, Georgia's all I say.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.